Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm following the leader, the leader, the leader. I'm following the leader wherever he may go. That old song, have you followed the leader? I mean, of course you have. There are leaders all around us. There are leaders who are leading us in good ways, and there are leaders who are leading us into bad things. There are leaders all around us. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, he leads us with the care, love, and gentleness of a faithful shepherd. Our shepherd, Jesus, leads us. Notice twice it says leads. He leads us gently, lovingly, joyfully. He leads us by word and by action. He is not oppressive or demanding. He is not one who pushes or drives into submission, but in humility, he calls our names to follow him. He never demands his way. He just teaches us the truth. Many years ago, there was a tour group in Israel traveling, and their tour guide was speaking, and he said, "You should know that many Palestinians are still shepherds. If you're lucky, as you look out the window, you may see a shepherd with his flock. Pay attention. You will see that a shepherd never drives his sheep from behind. He always leads them." No sooner had he finished talking than the people looked outside the bus and began to smile. There was a shepherd with a big stick behind his sheep. When the guide noticed what they were looking at, embarrassed, he said, "Something must be wrong here." So he asked the bus driver to stop, and he got off, and he pulled over, and he went out. The guide went out, and he talked to the shepherd, and he came back to the bus, and he was smiling. He said, "Well, he's not a shepherd. He's the butcher, taking the sheep to slaughter. The devil wants to drive us to the slaughter and to prison in hell. But Jesus, the faithful good shepherd, does not drive us with big stick. No, he leads us with tenderness and gentleness. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads us with the care, love, and gentleness of the faithful shepherd. He is our shepherd, and we are his lambs. As his little lambs, we need God, the good shepherd, to watch out for us, because we can get ourselves into trouble. Just like the sheep need to be watched and guided, so do we. Our God, the faithful good shepherd, leads us to green pastures and still waters. On our own, we would have no idea where to find those things. Our faithful good shepherd knows where to take us. He has shown us the path. He has said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." By the grace of God and the working of the Holy Spirit, we follow him because he has gone before us. And he will lead us to the living water and the green pastures. The faithful good shepherd does not lead us year by year or day by day, but step by step. He shows us the path to follow. Our Lord directs our steps. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads us. He leads us with care and love and gentleness. He is our faithful shepherd. He leads me. And he leads me in paths. David uses two different Hebrew words for lead. First, he uses a word that has the sense of gently helping someone along who is weak, disabled, or sick. And then second, he uses a very generic word that simply means to lead or guide. This shepherd, Jesus Christ, knows all too well about being led. Isaiah said it this way, "He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." He knows about being led all too well. He was led from the Garden of Gethsemane by the high priest's soldiers. He was led in the middle of a night to the mockery of a trial. He was led the next morning to see Pilate. He was led a little later to King Herod. He was led back to Pilate, and then he was led carrying the cross to Calvary. And from the cross of Calvary, he was led to the burial site. Yes, he knows what it means to be led. All of this, Jesus, the good shepherd of the sheep, did for you and me, his little lambs. He could have stopped them from leading him, but he chose not to. Instead, choosing to fulfill God's promise to us, his little lambs, and to deliver us from the eternal punishment of hell. He permitted all of this to happen to him to spare your life and mine from the one who wants to slaughter us and imprison us in hell forever. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads us with the care, love, and gentleness of the faithful shepherd. And he does all of this for his name's sake. He leads us tenderly, lovingly, and faithfully for his name's sake. Now the adventure starts, and God is taking us somewhere. It would have been nice to stay in the green pastures beside the still waters, but we are moving. There are forces out to get us that we cannot control, and that we may not even know about. Nature is full of predators, and humans are no different from any other animal in this regard. We need protection, maybe even from one another. So God leads us in the right paths for his name's sake. Not for our name's sake, but his name's sake. That is why we, his little lambs, should know his voice and heed it. That is why we, as Jesus' little lambs, follow him. And that is why Jesus was on earth. He taught us the Lord's Prayer, and he taught us to say, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," because there are too many who would be led astray. The world, our sinful flesh, even the devil, are all out to lead us astray. But Jesus, the caring, gentle, loving, and faithful good shepherd, leads us beside still waters and to the green pastures of his word. He takes our hand and he leads us to where we need to be with him forever. He is the one who knows the way that leads to eternal life. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads us with the care, love, and gentleness of the faithful shepherd. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.